You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And I'll tell you what do we say today? We say TGIF, don't we? It's only been 2 days, my second day. Still looking forward to Friday. Great to be with you this morning. As I always say, great to be with you any morning. It is Friday. It is the 26th of May. Now, I'll tell you what, let me just sit. I haven't got it up here straight away on my computer, but I'll see if I can get it for you. Yes, here it is, because we've got quite a few people that have been born on this day, the 26th of May. We're going to look at Mary of Teck. Now, she was born in 1867. And when I say Teck, it's T-E-C-K, all right? They didn't have the other type, T-E-C-H. She was Queen Consort of the United Kingdom. Sounds familiar. And the British Dominions. And Empress of India. As the wife of King Emperor George V, Queen Mary was known for setting the tone of the British royal family as a model of regal formality and propriety, especially during state occasions, noted for superbly bejeweling herself for formal events, as she left a collection of jewels now considered to be priceless. Well, the only jewel I've got is The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
indeed, you know. They've got the beat. That was the Go-Go's starting off this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping on a time, we're 5 minutes, just a few seconds up to 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. And remember, it is Friday. What do we have on Friday? Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid. Be checking in with What, Where and When with Yasmin. And plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, like this one from Robbie Dupree.
Come on in.
There we go. Robbie Dupree is called Steal Away. And let me see, time-wise, we are 8.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I was just sort of thinking, I've got plenty of time to get another one in. What I was thinking about, in actual fact, was yesterday when we were looking at some of the people born on this day, we had I Can't Help Myself. And that was Donnie Elbert. And somebody was asking me last night, because I just mentioned a little bit about Northern Soul. And so I thought, okay, we'll do a segment during the course of today. I've dug out some Northern Soul music for you. And we'll have a little look at that. What is it? Why is it? And what was it? I don't know if it's still going. And probably not. If it is, they're still playing all the old ones. But just to remind you, this is... So Northern Soul, this is the one we played yesterday from Donnie Elbert. I Can't Help Myself.
Come on.
love that. In actual fact, of course, the one I remember mainly was that by the Four Tops. But after having listened to that yesterday, I really love it. I love that version. Northern Soul is what it is. It was all different types of soul and sort of Tamla Motown type of music, but not all of it was sort of big commercial hits. It was a particular beat. It was a particular way of dancing. And if you want to see more of that, have a look at our webpage for yesterday, and you'll see them dancing back in the 60s for that. Manchester Orchestra, The Maze.
Breaking the habit, you're watching me sleep. Oh, give me some time, let me learn how to speak. I'm amazed. I never mind about bothering you. Trying to decide if I'll bother with you. So feed me your wisdom and bring me your truth. I'm amazing. Wish me you wonder, wish me to sleep. You don't have to wander, but hear when I speak. There is nothing.
Yes, it is that time. Time to get you in the shower for this morning. And I've got one you all know and you all love. It's this one from ABBA.
Thank you.
And there we go. That is Dancing Queen from ABBA, who comes from Sweden, of course, Sweden. Right, don't you care? On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. By the way, looking out the studio window, it is dark, it is miserable. Yasmin is happy. She said it's raining. Right. I had my car washed the other day. Do I look happy? No. Right. Now, I wanted to play that one by ABBA. The reason is because the Eurovision Song Contest, wasn't it, was recently. It was while I was away, so I couldn't really tell you very much about it, except a lady from Sweden won it, who didn't wear many clothes, really. I thought it was cold over there. But because it's going to be in Sweden next time, they wanted to, they were asking and seeing if they could get ABBA to do a reunion, so celebrating 50 years. And they said no. It was on the news yesterday, they said this specifically, no, we're not going to do it. It's 50 years ago, so they're sort of probably in their 70s now. I probably wouldn't want to do it myself. Not on television, that's why I like radio. So, and good morning. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Mary Lou, very good morning to you. Very good morning to Renee. Get back to Renee in just a moment. But also a big good morning to Paul Dixon, over there in the United Kingdom. I know he's a bit of a Eurovision fan. He did drop me a link. He says, because apparently he said four songs have got into the UK charts simultaneously. Unfortunately, sorry, Paul, you've not been travelling. I haven't got any at the moment. It's something I'll have to have a look at the weekend, so please excuse me, because nobody I knew didn't hear anything about it, funnily enough, in Europe. There isn't a sort of obsession. It doesn't seem to be the same obsession as there is in the UK. But I will sort it out for you, Paul, and hopefully beginning of next week we'll play those for you in a row, as you asked for. Right, getting back to Renee. Renee wishes everybody a good morning. Says, hello, good morning, happy Friday, of course. Busy housekeeping and garden today. Oh, well, time for a shower. We've got a shower here, I told you, it's raining. That type of shower. Have a great weekend, everybody. You asked if we could please play a song. It's called Dog and Butterfly by Heart.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly in the air, like to fly. Dog and butterfly. And though she had to try, she rolled back down to the warm, soft ground, laughing. She don't know why. She don't know why. Dog and butterfly. Rolling in, taking back on.
in the old man's word are true. See the dog and the butterfly up in the air, he likes to fly. Dog and butterfly, below she had to try.
Lovely song. I wasn't familiar with that one until Renee asked us to play it this morning. And then, well, Mary Lou, she says, hello, Renee. She says, I love that song. Beautiful, isn't it? Heart, dog, and butterfly.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us, both of us, both of us, both of us. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders, tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
There we go. Calvin Harris together with Rag and Bone Man there. And that was called Giant. What a big song it was. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. Best place to be in the mornings. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and you keep an eye on the time, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Right, taking a look at some of the things in the international news, a little bit of business as well. Ukraine shot down 10 missiles and over 20 drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks on the capital Kiev, the city of Dnipro and eastern regions, Ukrainian officials said on Friday. President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said in a statement that a fire had broken out on the outskirts of the northeastern city of Kharkiv after an oil depot was hit twice, and that equipment for pumping oil products had been damaged. And at least one person was killed and 15 wounded in a Russian missile strike on a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. He denounced the attack as a crime against humanity, and the Ukrainian Defense Ministry called it a serious war crime under the Geneva Conventions, which set out how soldiers and civilians should be treated in war. Video footage showed a devastated building with smoke pouring out of it and rescue workers looking on. Much of the upper floor of what appeared to be a three-story building had been badly damaged and had cars parked nearby. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy are close in a deal would raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling for 2 years while capping spending on most items, a U.S. official told Reuters. The deal, which is not final, would increase funding for discretionary spending on military and veterans while essentially holding non-defense discretionary spending at current year levels, the official said, who requested anonymity because they're not authorized to speak about internal discussions. Chinese research ship and five escort vessels were in Vietnam's exclusive economic zone on Friday, close to gas blocks operated by Russian firms in the South China Sea. This was a day after Vietnam urged the ships to leave. The Chinese vessel Yang Yang Hong 10 began operating in Vietnam's EEZ zone on the 7th of May, representing the most significant incursion since 2019, according to Ray Powell, who leads Stanford University's Project Moyoshu Police on Thursday. They wrapped up the latest search effort. This is now in a 16-year-old hunt for missing British girl Madeleine McCann after collecting unspecified samples by a reservoir in Portugal, as a German prosecutor played down hopes of an imminent breakthrough. The New York City Banking Commission voted to hold deposits into the city's bank accounts at Capital One and KeyBank. This was after the lenders failed to submit plans on their efforts to root out discrimination The existing accounts will be used to make payments, but no additional deposits will be made, nor will new accounts be opened at either bank, according to a spokesperson for the comptroller. China Eastern Airlines, the initial customer for the country's homegrown narrow-body jet, the C919, will launch the plane's first commercial flight on Sunday, the carrier's app showed on Friday. The C919 flight will take off as flight number MU9191 at 10:45 a.m. Beijing time. This is from Shanghai in Hongqiao International Airport and arrive in Beijing Capital Airport at 1:10 p.m. For months, Sam Altman, CEO of Microsoft-backed OpenAI, has urged lawmakers around the world to draw up new rules governing the technology. On Wednesday, he threatened the ChatGPT maker may leave the EU if the bloc overregulated. Altman has spent the past week crisscrossing Europe, meeting top politicians in France, Spain, Poland, Germany, and in the UK to discuss the future of AI and progress of ChatGPT. Canada's main stock index was set to open higher on Friday. This is recovering from three straight sessions of losses as commodity prices ticked higher, while investors were hopeful of a deal concerning the US debt limit. June futures on the S&P TSX index were up 0.4% at 7:06 a.m. Eastern Time. Contracts tied to crude oil prices held steady as investors weighed conflicting messages on the supply from Russia and Saudi Arabia ahead of the next OPEC Plus policy meeting. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the items in the international business news here on this morning's breakfast show. Time update, we are just coming up for 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the breakfast show.
I'm Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Started off with these two. Friday in Love, there we are. Friday in Love was the first one. Following on, this is Shalamar, of course, and Second Time Around. Now, yesterday, Renee asked me a question, you know, what did you like the most? Which city did you prefer? What was the special things you saw? This kind of thing. And one of them must have been, because it was just literally almost round the corner from where we were staying in Vienna, by St. Stephen's Cathedral, was the house of Mozart. Well, it's more like it was an apartment, really. And this is where he lived. He only lived there for 3 years. But while he was there, that's where he wrote The Marriage of Figaro. And he used to hang out a lot with Haydn, yes, the other composer. And there he wrote for Haydn, the Haydn Quartet. They're like sort of, they call them, relatively short pieces, but there were seven of them. And Haydn acclaimed Mozart as about one of the most inspiring and best composers, not just of that time, but of all time. But to actually be in the house, or actually be in the apartment, and in the rooms where he would have written this music, and where he was hanging out with his mates, because he was a bit of a rock star in those days, you know, was our Mozart. And just to be in the presence of where all this was done, and where they would have been together playing music and having a good drink, it was absolutely amazing. That was one of the things that I suppose that got to me really.
Because I had to flare, I was ein der Tutose, war ein Rock and Roll, und alles lief, da kann man rock me up. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in den Modelbanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Kappen, rock me up, my
There we go, that's Falco and Rock Me Amadeus. And now time on The Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time. We're about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, from 8 o'clock. Some local news stories for you this morning, but you can't guess which one is taking up the most space. And let me see. Also, don't forget, in probably around about half an hour's time, half an hour, 35 minutes time, we'll be looking at our freaky fun facts for this Friday with Ingrid, and checking in later on with Yasmin Paul. Well, born on this day. We might have a couple of those today. And also, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. So that's to come on this morning's breakfast show. Now, I was talking to you earlier. I mentioned about Northern Soul music. And I said I'd give you a little bit of background. We'll play some of the music today. Somebody was asking me about it yesterday because we played a track which I played earlier on, which I really liked. Now, Northern Soul, it is a music and dance movement. Now, this emerged in Northern England and the English Midlands. This was in, the late 1960s from the British mod scene. Now, in those days you had the mods and the rockers. The mods were the ones that were smartly dressed like me. The rockers were the ones that wore leather and big road, big motorbikes. Now, the music was based on a particular style of black American soul music, especially from the mid-1960s, with a heavy beat and a fast tempo, 100 BPM and above normally. Or American soul music from northern cities, such as Detroit, Chicago, and others as well. Now, the Northern Soul movement generally eschews Motown or Motown-influenced music that has had really a significant mainstream commercial success. The recordings most prized by enthusiasts of the genre are usually by lesser-known artists, released only in limited numbers, often by American labels such as VJ Records, Chess Records, Brunswick Records, Riktik, Gaudy Records, Golden World Records from Detroit, Mirrorwood Records from Los Angeles, Stout Records, and Okay. So I thought, well, let's start off. Let's have a couple of tracks of Northern Soul. You know the name of this one, it's Smokey Robinson, and this is Baby A Go-Go.
It's better than coffee.
Show me.
we go, two in a row of Northern Soul have mentioned Smokin' Robinson, and bring us in with That Baby A Go-Go. Falling on there, there's a lady, her name is Brenda Holloway, and Can't Hold the Feeling Back. And we're just 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, so I'm going to take you dancing. This is Jason Derulo.
On your body, performing just like my Rari. You're too fine, need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive. Pulling up, 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 out of leader. You keeping up, you's a keeper. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I wanna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. Two-step to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move. Anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
On your body, it's just us two in this party. That Louis, that Prada, looks so much better off you. Turn me up, 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 be my waitress. Now we not in love, so let's make it. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I'm gonna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. So step to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move. Anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
And there we go. That's Jason Derulo. And that was Take You Dancing. And that has brought us, well, to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Goes back 1971. It's a classic, isn't it? Comes from T-Rex. They used to be called Tyrannosaurus Rex. They shortened it. Too much to say. T-Rex and Get It On. And that was all written by frontman Mark Bolan for them. Get It On was the second chart topper for T-Rex. That was on the UK singles chart. In the United States, it was retitled Bang a Gong and Get It On. I must admit, I preferred that title. That's what the one was we played. American version, I guess. This was to avoid confusion with a song of the same name by the group Chase. Mary Lou, good morning to you. Mary Lou dropped me a little note earlier on, asked if I could play a piece of music. Just say, everybody, have a great Friday to everybody. Let's add on to that, have a great weekend as well. Can you please play Adiam Foros? It's by Eli Kokokinu and Thanos Petralis. Here you go. 18 and a half, half reach.
Η ότι είναι η ωραιότερη που υπάρχει. Κάνει μη δίπλα μου ό,τι θέλει σιτάκι. Τη είπα πως ότι θα βάζω και μ' αρέσει. Τη πήρα δώρα μα αυτή δεν λέει να πέσει. Πες μου τι να κάνω πια. Παίξω και λιγάκι αδειά.
Go, yes, so that was Aria Foros and Eli Kokikunu and Thanos Petralis. Thanks for the big words. All sounded Greek to me. 22 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show, and I'm Jerry D. And also, of course, joining us on this morning's program, who have we got? We have got Ingrid, of course.
Good morning. morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. Oh, yes, it is. It's your Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Well, since Jerry and the good lady have been doing a lot of traveling, I thought we would follow up with traveling is fun, and here are some fun traveling facts to make the fun to a new level. Did you know Italy has a free public wine fountain? Oh, count me in on that. In the small town of Ortono in Italy, there's a free wine fountain. Dora Sarcessi Winery is one of the free for the public fountains, mainly to serve those traveling the Camino de San Tommaso. It's not for the public... Oh, if it's not for the public wine fountain in Italy, it's not the only one. Venice has a fountain at St. Mark's Square for its annual carnival. Still, the one in Ortona is open year-round, and although the winery will not reveal the specific kind of wine which is flowing through the fountain, travelers' reviews of that wine are positive. Cheers! I'm on my way. Woo-hoo! Did you know 60% of the lakes on the earth are located in Canada? The second largest country on the planet is home to 60% of its planet's lakes. Yes, Chelsea, I know, it's amazing. Still not amazed? Let me rephrase that. The number of lakes in Canada is bigger than the rest of the lakes on the planet combined. The largest lake in Canada is called the Great Bear Lake. Rawr, spreading over 31,150 kilometers squared and going as deep as 435 meters. Wow, that's a big lake. Did you know 600 people work at the Eiffel Tower daily? Now, when it comes to the most famous tower in the world, it seems like the work is never done. The Eiffel Tower is the daily workplace for 600 Parisians, making it not only the biggest tourist attraction worldwide, but also one of the largest job-generating businesses in the French tourism industry. C'est magnifique. Oh, bonjour. Did you know jet lag feels worse if you travel west to east? Ask Jerry about it. Coming home is great, not a lot of jet lag, but going over, that's when you hit the jet lag, right? Science has proved that jet lag feels worse if you travel from west to east. Our internal clock has a natural cycle of sleep-wake modes that is like slightly longer than 24 hours. Traveling from west to east makes the day shorter, while traveling from east to west makes the day longer, making it easier for the brain to adapt. Tell me about it. That flight, the Chipotle, whoo, yeah, I gotcha. Not a pretty sight if you want to get some sleep. Did you know working while on vacation is worse than you think? Remember that. Research shows that sifting through work emails and participating in, quote, work-related activities, such as messaging or going over work materials or having a conference call or a Zoom call, results in you remembering less from your vacation. Interesting. Did you know the Great Wall of China's strength comes from sticky rice? Workers built the Ming Dynasty sections of the Great Wall by mixing together a paste of sticky rice flour and slaked lime, which was the standard ingredient in mortar. The workable paste used to bind building blocks, okay? The sticky rice mortar bound the bricks together so tightly, how tightly were they, that in many places weeds still cannot grow. And if you get a little hungry, you might want to chew on something. No, it's kind of hard. Never mind. Did you know? Sit down, Chelsea. Yep. You're running around. Did you know the best part of your trip is actually in the planning and preparation phase? A 2010 study discovered that going on vacation doesn't make you necessarily happier. The mere anticipation of the time off in higher levels of reported happiness. A perfectly good reason to start planning your next vacation right now. You hear that, Jerry? Start planning right now. Okay. Did you know about adapters? Okay. One way to make sure you're getting the right adapter is search for images online for both sockets and outlets in your destination. Allow technology to help you remember and take screenshots of the images so you'll find that you can use them when shopping for the right adapter. Make sure that you know you have intended to plug into your adapter before you buy it. Like some devices have 3-pin outlets. Remember that the 3-pin option when choosing your adapter, okay? Not sure which outlet device you have? Well, buy the 3-pin version, as most of them can be used for 2-pin outlets as well. The worldwide option. Don't take the chance of not finding what you need at your destination. And don't waste precious time of your vacation on a quest for adapters. You can find a solution at the airport, and you can always take a worldwide adapter. Oh, yes, it exists. I took it to China. I took it to Dubai. I took it everywhere. And that, best of all, is that you're going someplace off the beaten track, you may need to double check. So have that all-world adapter. The pins, the sockets, and whatnot that fit your destination.
And did you know you don't need as many adapters as you have devices? There are many adapters which allow connecting two or three devices. And if you have more than one device you need to plug in simultaneously, well, then get a duplex or a trip adapter or take a surge protector. You know, one of those 3, 4, 5 pinners. Yeah, something like that. You'll save money and space. And if you ever sat down to work in a coffee place, you'll know some unoccupied sockets are very hard to find. And lastly, USB to the rescue. Nowadays, most small devices are USB chargeable. The fact that only helps you on save on adapters and eliminate the fear of no available sockets. But it is a major consideration when choosing the right adapter. Choose one with multiple USB ports and you're ready to go. When I was traveling with Dubai and over in India, I knew that if I plugged in my telephone on one thing, I wouldn't be able to plug in my computer while I was there. So instead, I plugged the computer in, and it had a USB adapter so I could charge my USB adapter on that worldwide adapter. It was wonderful. It popped out. It had arrows, and it popped out different size and everything. It was amazing, let to tell you. All right, well, this is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts Traveling. Congratulations, Jerry. Congratulations, Christina, on a wonderful trip. And until next week, back to you in the studio.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. For a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it. To make our dreams come true for me and you. It's a week or two and a dream come true.
Going on a summer holiday. Cliff Richard and the Shadows there. Summer Holiday was the name of the track. And many thanks for that, Ingrid. Very, very interesting. I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. What I really enjoy actually about is going away is the planning. And I'm sort of reasonably quite meticulous about that. Starting off, first of all, you've got to make sure you can, where you want to be at what time. And then you've got to sort of, okay, I want to go this, and this. And I look for where we decided where we want to go. I look for hotels, but I also look for the flights, what flights are available in that day. Always book your flights well in advance. And let's say a very big thanks to Monica, who helped us with that, because we were sort of chopping around a bit because we wanted to do a lot of the travelling by rail. All the rail tickets, apart from the one which was from Verona to Milan, which was just 1 hour, and that was running every hour, so that was easy. But all the other train tickets, the trains from Munich to Vienna, and then on from Vienna to Verona, were all booked in advance, first class, seats allocated, you name it. So all the holidays, the hotels, I must admit I use Expedia for that. They have a great selection, and I look around, I want to see where the hotels are, where they're closed. We don't have a long journey into town. In Vienna, I already bought the bought a Vienna pass for the time we were there for a week. And also the one which is, now this is a very important one, if you can, always buy the transport tickets, like the one for Vienna we bought, which enabled you to go on the bus, the trams, trains, the underground, you name it. That's well worth it. All these were done in advance. And also, like you said, is then the anticipation of going away is also a large part of it. And I was always trying not to get too excited and rush things. And I'm happy to say that everything went to plan. I don't think we had a single screw-up. I only do that in the programme. Big thanks to Ingrid. Say good morning to the cook. And this is Katie Lang. Miss Chatelaine.
Just a kiss, I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become Miss Chatelaine. Just a smile.
Keep an eye on the time this morning. It is 23 and a half minutes, almost exactly before the hour. 9 o'clock, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it for you again at 9 this morning. Now, I mentioned earlier on talking about Northern Soul, sort of like a particular genre of music which sort of developed in the UK in the 1960s and early 1970s. And I did actual fact, the one we played yesterday, I did upload the video on to our webpage for yesterday. And the music was accompanied by some movie footage of the time of them dancing there in Wigan and Manchester and places like that to Northern Soul. There was a particular dance styles and fashions that grew out of the underground rhythm and the soul scene of the late 60s, and venues such as the Twisted Wheel in Manchester. The scene and the associated dances and fashions quickly spread to other UK dance halls and nightclubs like the Wigan Casino, the Blackpool Mecca, the Highland Room there, and also the Golden Torch of Stoke-on-Trent. As the Papers Beat became more up-tempo and frantic in the early 1970s, Northern Soul dancing became more athletic, somewhat resembling the later dance styles of disco and break dancing, featuring spins, flips, karate, kicks and backdrops. Club dancing styles were often inspired by the stage performance as well of touring American soul acts such as A Little Entity and the Imperials and Mr. Jackie Wilson.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, I feel my heart go wild. I'm like a child with a brand new toy. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me. It's more than I can stand. Girl, when you hold my hand, I feel so grand that I could cry. And I get the mama, the sweetest. You hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get love. Yeah.
a row on The Breakfast Show.
There we go, that's a Northern Soul. I think we should open up a new disco, don't we? Just playing old music. That's Going to a Go-Go. We started off the three, which was from Jackie. We mentioned Jackie Wilson there. And that was I Get the Sweetest Feeling. And that was followed on by Eddie Floyd and Bring It On Home to Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are now just, making our way 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And looking at birthdays again for today. How about this one? We should know this guy, John Wayne. He was born on this day in 1907. Born Marion Robert Morrison, an American film actor. Of course, he epitomized rugged masculinity and has become an enduring American icon, famous for his distinctive voice, walk, and height. During the early 1960s, he traveled extensively. Where to? To Panama. And during this time, the actor reportedly purchased the island of Tabocillo off the main coast of Panama. It was sold by his estate at his death and changed hands many times before being opened as a tourist attraction. John Wayne, born on this day, gosh, 1907.
Start slipping away as we say our last goodbye. Did the world a fond farewell? Sharing a final embrace when the light begins to fade. It's a tale they had to tell. I'm wiping the tears from your face so I can't control myself. God have mercy on us all. The chapter's ended, a story that only just begun. First the rising man, the fall. But don't let it end this way. Before you can go, something that I'm saying. Don't let it end this way.
There we go. That was Johnny Hates Jazz and Don't Let It End This Way. Not yet. Got about another hour and or 4 or 5 minutes to go. Let's take a look at another birthday today. This is a another actor, but more probably better known over in the United Kingdom. His name is Peter Cushing. If you like the sort of the old horror genre. He was involved in that. 1913 he was born on this day. As I said, an English actor known for his many appearances in Hammer films, and they were special. They specialised in horror movies. Often he was opposite another horror movie actor, Christopher Lee and Vincent Price. What a group they were. He also starred as Grand Moff Tarkin, this is in Star Wars, and as Doctor Who in two Doctor Who based cinema films, Doctor Who and the Daleks, and the and Daleks Invasion Earth 2150. So we've got a little while before that comes. Born on this day, Peter Cushing. Now let me see, what else I could tell you. No, everything is fairly quiet, everything is being well behaved, except me. Excuse me. I tell you what, we've had a few rattles, haven't we, recently, these earthquakes, because we had one the other night. It was about 10 o'clock at night, which was something like 6.7, I think, on the Richter scale, something like that. And then they had another one, didn't they, in another area, in the morning of Thursday. Let's just hope this is almost a one-off, because we've had quite a few, haven't we? A few shakes. Talking of shaking, here's two in a row for you.
I can't hide that bed, watch your face and hands. I can't hide that bed, watch your face and hands. Yeah, you get in that kitchen, make a noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear those dresses, the sun comes shining. Yeah, you wear those dresses, the sun comes shining through.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
All through this song, on sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
They don't love
saying that out of my life, to another's arms, to soon be walking.
Somebody take me, break me.
She don't love it.
She don't love it.
My heart's in danger 'cause you're leaving me for the love of a stranger.
Somebody save me.
Come on,
wake
somebody.
There we go, yes. Couple of shaking ones there. The Four Tops and Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over. And that was preceded by Jimmy Barnes and Shake, Rattle and Roll. I tell you what, we're just making our way just a few seconds away from 1 minute before the top of the hour. So I think we'll do this. Don't forget, coming up in the next hour this morning's program, we'll be checking in with Yasmin, of course, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also, possibly, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There was to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
Where do you go, my lovely? Where do you go? I wanna know. truth and they save me. Come back and save me.
Said that's the Clash, and Should I Stay or Should I Go? Perhaps that's an answer to No Mercy. And Where Do You Go? I don't know. Should I or shouldn't I? Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, and we're going to be checking in with Yasmin after our next piece of music. I tell you what, a lot of people born on this day music, well, quite a few at any rate, some good ones. I know the ones that we're going to be talking about with Yasmin this morning, and he's not one of them, but it is a very happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz today. He was born in 1964. American singer-songwriter, of course, multi-instrumentalist, record producer and arranger, whose retro style incorporates elements of rock, soul, funk, reggae, hard rock, psychedelic, folk and ballads as well. And he has won awards. Yes, he has, and quite a few of them. Two, really. Got, he won the Grammy Award for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, 4 years in a row. That was from 1999 to the year 2002. What an accomplished artist he is. Well, I'll tell you what, there's one track which I always like to play of his, because a friend of ours who used to come in the studio, she was here working with the Danilo Perez Foundation, that's Yaz Kesa. And on the video, if you want to check out the video of Lenny Kravitz's song Low, she is playing the drums with him. He's there, and he actually flew her over to Paris specially to do the video with him. So it just goes to show, well, we know how accomplished he is, but also Yaz Kesa is accomplished as a drummer.
I just wanna love it, baby, stay with me all night.
we go. Yes, Lenny Kravitz and Low. Time on the Breakfast Show is 25 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time for us to take a little rummage over to the other side of the studio and say good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's been a long week.
Oh, yes.
You know, it really has.
But this morning was lovely with the rain.
Yeah, it's not right. Raining anymore. Yeah, it's not raining, is it? Good. Mm-hmm. Then I can take my car over to Valley Motors. Is that all right?
Oh, yes.
It's not going to rain till I get back?
I have no idea.
I got no guarantee then.
I mean, it was raining last night. Did you hear?
I didn't really. I mean, mm-hmm. What we did last night, because what we like to do now is sort of we have the bedroom window open, mm-hmm. and we put open the window on the other side of the apartment, in the other bedroom, and we get a nice breeze coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of wind last night, and I'm talking about from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rather nice. It was like camping.
Yeah, well, it was raining in my house last night.
Raining in your house? You should have closed the window.
So this morning it was also very nice.
Now, how was your day yesterday? Because you were out and about yesterday, weren't you?
Oh, yesterday I went to the Mac Museum,
mm-hmm.
remember, to the opening
right.
of this new exhibition. It was nice because all the artists were there.
Okay. Oh, lovely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way they can explain exactly what they are doing. You know, contemporary art is kind of hard to understand.
It depends. If it's a Jackson Pollock, it's a load of never mind. I mean, I tell you what. I think I told you I went to the Guggenheim Museum a few years ago. That was in the one in Venice,
mm-hmm.
and there at the end of the wall was this huge Jackson Pollock. I hate to think how much it was worth,
mm-hmm.
but I can't think why. I mean, it was just paint that had been thrown on the canvas,
mm-hmm.
and it was called circumcision.
Oh wow!
And I looked everywhere. I couldn't see one willy. I mean, how can you have a painting about a circumcision without a willy in it? I mean, come on. I like modern art. In fact, there was an artist, I must look up the name because I can't remember. Katz is his last name. I'm trying to think of his first name.
Mm-hmm.
He was on at the Albertina Gallery in Venice. Mm-hmm. Vienna, when mm-hmm. we were there. I love that art. It's all sort of... not much sort of detail in it at all, but it's just beautifully done. And his name is Katz, and I'm sure somebody will tell me who he is. I mean, I like modern art if I can make some sort of sense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Picasso is weird, but at least you can see what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Pollock just seems to throw paint at a canvas. I said, well, you know, it's how he threw the paint. How would you know you weren't there? So, yes, anyway, there you are. There's my discussion about art this morning. What do I know about art?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot.
Yeah, that's why I said they need to explain what they are trying to say or what they are feeling.
Well, he said circumcision.
Mm.
But not a willy. Okay. I looked with a magnifying glass. As I do. I get used to doing it. Anyway, okay. I digress.
Yeah.
So you did that yesterday. By the way, you mentioned to me the lovely lady at the Mac Museum.
Oh, yeah, the director,
yes.
Maria.
Yeah, where's Jerry coming over?
Mm-hmm.
So what I said to you, what I'm going to do is set something up with her, because I've got my DJI mic kit.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do is we can take a walk around the museum,
mm-hmm.
we can talk to each other, and I'll record it all.
Yes.
And then I can edit it and make a nice little piece to put on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, I've got to try and earn a living somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, has he got any Jackson Pollocks over there? Probably not.
Yes, they need all our support.
No, absolutely. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful museum.
Mm-hmm. And I love that they're open to everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Every kind of art, they're open to it, so yeah, it was very nice. And all the artists speak in English, actually, so
okay,
yeah, you can talk to all of them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be open, the three exhibitions are gonna be open until September,
mm-hmm.
she said,
mm-hmm.
so everybody can go there.
Alex mm-hmm. Katz is the name
of
that. So let me see if I can get you this is radio, but I'm gonna see if I can get you a picture in you. images. Here we go. He did, that one was at the museum. I'm trying to find one of his sort of very famous pictures. But his style is sort of like almost, that's an example of what it's like. It's very flat. But you can see what he's painting, and he just had this way of doing it. And it was a special exhibition they had on of his work. Mm-hmm. And I've got some on my camera. I'll show you later. I'll bore you to death. So what do we got happening?
Okay, tonight it's gonna be at Frank's Place, or dear John Carney, from 8 to 10 p.m. With his sweet guitar. And tomorrow, of course, is going to be the second gala of the Frank's Singers show.
All right.
That's going to be also at 8.
Mm-hmm.
We went last Saturday, and it was awesome. That was the first show.
Mm-hmm.
And we really love it. I went with Ian, and we really enjoy it. It was very nice. So this one, the second one, is going to be really good too. Every Saturday they have three winners, and they are going to be getting, you know, every Saturday they're going to get some points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at the end, at the last show, they are going to choose the winner who's going to be working at Frank's Place.
Oh, what? In the kitchen?
No.
Oh.
Doing the shows.
That's cool, isn't it? What a great idea that
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't forget that tonight and tomorrow at Frank's Place. Also, don't forget our friends of Patacom.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
mm-hmm.
we were here. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's their show. And it's tonight, tomorrow, and until the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Of May, something. Okay. And you can get your tickets at Pana Tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We are going tomorrow, so we'll see. I think it's going to be very nice because we saw some videos of the rehearsals that they had. This is a tap dance show and live music, so I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Also, tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at Parque Andrés Bello, they're going to be celebrating, this is a festival for Esclerosis Multiple. This is the Orange Festival. So the entrance is free, it's pet friendly, and they have valet parking free. And this is for the whole family, and there will be different activities to enjoy. Also, our friends of Compañía Dramo Dance or Fundación Gramo Dance are presenting at Teatro Pacific. This is here, here in Paitilla. Their 25th anniversary. They are presenting Y Tensión. This is a performance, you know, they do the aerial dance.
Right.
So this is going to be here at Teatro Pacific until the 28th also, 28th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is for the benefit of their students, because they teach this contemporary dance, but aerial, you know. And they're going to have an artist from Mexico, Osvaldo Gómez Méndez. And from Panama, they're going to have Moisés García. And, of course, our dear Jimena Eleta is going to be there. So you can get their tickets too.
All right, sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Want to do one of these Born on This Day music? Who we got?
Sure. The first one is Peggy Lee.
Oh yeah, what a classic.
Mm-hmm. She was born in 1920. American singer, actress. Her real name, do you know that? Norma Dolores Ekstrom.
Sounds a bit like
did
Norma.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But it sounds a little bit like Norma Jean, doesn't it?
Oh.
Who was Norma Jean?
No.
It was Marilyn Monroe, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think, yes. I don't say, actually, Norma Jean's a nice name. I'm not going to change mine, though.
Okay, Peggy Lee had the 1958 U.S. number 8 and U.K. number 5 single, Fever, and worked with Benny Goodman, Randy Newman, and Quincy Jones. She was nominated for 12 Grammy Awards, winning Best Contemporary Vocal Performance for her 1969 hit, Is That All There Is?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good track. But the one, because Fever is a famous one as well.
Okay.
1958, it's incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. Covered by many people. Okay. You can't beat this one.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming use. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What a great voice she has. Yeah. Peggy Lee, or had, rather. And yeah, there we are. Right, what else are we going to be doing to entertain ourselves?
Okay, tomorrow at Museo de la Mola, it's going to be, that's here in Casco Antiguo, they're going to have an origami workshop.
Oh, okay.
For kids and adults. For kids, it's going to be at 10 a.m., and for adults, it's going to be at 2 p.m. And you should make your reservations at info@museodelamola.org, or you can get more information at their Instagram account, Museo de la Mola. Also, at Casco Antiguo, this is exactly at Plaza Santana, they're going to be celebrating the Black Ethnicity Month this Sunday from 11 to 7 p.m. And they're going to have, of course, gastronomy. They're delicious food and artisans. They're gonna have live music and different shows for everybody, so the whole family is invited to go there this Sunday at Plaza Santana from 11 to 7 p.m. And that's the last one.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. There's still plenty going on.
Exactly.
Yes, of course. And are you having a busy weekend?
Let me see. Yes, tomorrow I'm going to the tap. tap
dancing. Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
I'm sure I'm going to enjoy that.
Okay. I understand that tap dancing runs a bit hot and cold.
Why? Our friends of Pedro Maninga are going to be there.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good, 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 good. If you see Gabriel, tell him I said hi.
Of course I will. Okay, do you want me to continue with the second Born This Day music?
I think so. Yes, we've got nothing else to do, really, have we?
Let's talk about Stevie Nicks.
Why not? Another great artist.
Yes, she was born in 1948. American singer, songwriter from Fleetwood Mac, who scored the 1987 UK number 5 single, Little Lies, and 1977 US number 1 single, Dreams, taken from the worldwide number 1 album, Rumours. She scored the solo 1981 US number 1 and UK number 11 album, Bella Donna, and the 1989 hit single, Rooms on Fire.
Oh, that's quite alarming, isn't it, really? Rooms on Fire. Oh, God. Actually, I think I've got a record called The Fire Brigade to see if I find that. Stevie Nicks. Yes, that was the Move and Fire Brigade following on Rooms on Fire. See, yes, I got a very warped sense of mind, you see.
Mm-hmm.
My mind goes off in all day. Oh, yes, I know a song that can do that. Oh, yes, we can put a song in there. I know a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to try and find it. That one was quite quick.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks and Rooms on Fire. And the Move put it out with the Fire Brigade.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That's it. So, well, that's it then.
Mm-hmm. I have to say hello to Bienvenido Quiroz. He's listening right now.
Who?
Bienvenido Quiroz. He's not my relative.
I haven't heard from Bienvenido for a while because, probably because I'm not here.
Oh, yes. Maybe.
Yes, I was away. So, good morning, Bienvenido.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for anybody that's listening. Anybody listening? Yes. we can just sit here and do it on our own. We need to. Anyway, you have a great weekend, yes?
Thank you, you too.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, say hi to Ian.
Mm-hmm, I
saw the postings while I was away of him with his friends with their saxophone.
Oh, yes. That's a lovely photo.
It is great. Yeah, he's growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Yes.
Yes. Makes me feel young. Old. All right, yes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
There we go. Well, Where and When with Yasmin and, of course, a couple of people born on this day in music. What a couple of classics. Vera Lynn. Oh dear, time to go and have a lie down. Stevie Nicks and, of course, Fever, the great track from... Yes, my mind's gone blank. Peggy Lee! There we go. I got there in the end. Now, let me see. I've got a request. Let's say a very good morning to Cedric. Now, Cedric dropped me a little line earlier on. He says, good morning, Jerry. Have you got time for Winner Takes It All? Guess who by? Susan Boyle. Have a great and safe weekend. So there we are. Have I got it? I have.
The things we've gone through, though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all. Loser standing small, the prize of victory. long since. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there. But I was a fool, playing by the rules. Thoughts may throw aside, or lies as cold as ice. Someone's way down here, loses someone dear. When it takes it all, the loser has to fall. It's simple and it's plain. Does she kiss like I used to kiss you? Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. What can I say? Rules must be obeyed. Judges will decide. Likes of me abide. Spectators of the show always stay in love. Game is on again. Lover or a friend, I think they are strong. The winner takes it all. Want to talk if it makes you feel sad. Come shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense. No self-confidence. The winner takes it all.
Susan Boyle and her version of Winner Takes It All. Very, very good it is too. And that was going out to Cedric this morning, so I hope you enjoyed that, Cedric. Have a great weekend. And that's it for this morning. We've sort of made our way to the end of the program. So it's been a long week, yesterday and today. I'm really quite exhausted. We'll be back with you on Monday, though, don't worry. Big thanks go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. My producer, and of course on Fridays, what, where, and when you can be doing it. And also a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who on Fridays gives us our freaky fun facts all about vacationing today. So yeah, I have to start getting ready for the next one. Thanks for that, Ingrid. And also my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He's over there looking after Mum, and hope everything's going fine. So thanks to Neil. Boys and girls, a group of Grada, they keep us up and running every morning. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac, who was there bright and early in the morning doing that for us. So thank you all very much. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, if you fancy advertising with us or sponsoring us or whatever you want to do, and we need the money, you can get in touch with us. You can WhatsApp us on 677 188 22, 677 188 22. Or, of course, if you call 223-5162. It's not so diverting at the moment. We've got to sort that out over the weekend. I've got to go to the provider and sort that out. But you can always leave a message on the answer machine for the moment. Okay? So do that. Very important. I'll be back with you on Monday. As I said, hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. But if it is that you're going to be doing, please, 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 what to say, do it carefully. Why? Well, because on Monday, what do I want to be doing? 7 o'clock in the morning? The morning. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.